And he'd get up there on that gallery and look down Dexter Avenue in the morning. He and Judge Mayfield. Judge Mayfield would be chewing on an old straw or something. He was a small old man, the tackiest looking old man you ever saw.
You've really met some mighty famous people, important people then.
Yeah.
The judges and governors. And
Judge Anderson was a good friend of mine. He was Chief Justice, you know, and he said, and I wish you'd get Elizabeth, that was his daughter, Miss Jim Screws. Get her in the Pilot Club, and he wanted to be a ball player so bad. He's from down in Demopolis. And Judge well, played ball when he was a young man and then went into law. But he was a sight, and he thought Elizabeth ought to get into something like that, but she didn't want to play any games like that. I see it all the time. We laugh about him telling me to get her to join the thing. But Zelda Sayre was a beautiful dancer. She took from this friend of mine, Amelia Rosenberg, Amelia Harper. And they were a lovely looking couple, but they were wild and woolly. They just both threw themselves away from all the life they lived. And that great daughter's living back in now. She doesn't stay here too much, but she's bought a house and remodeled an old house, two-story house out on Gilmer, right off of Feather there. And she's written a cookbook now. That's Scotty Gale. And they've named that little park further down on Cloverdale, near where Paul Fuller, who was Chamber of Commerce Secretary, he and his wife, Dear and Paul, live there now. I was out there some time ago, and they had named that little park for Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda. They lived in the Fuller house during the war and all.
Could you describe this house a little bit for me? Could you tell me what kind of rooms and all you have in here? You describe the one you grew up in. Could you do that for me?
I have three bedrooms up there and a big sleeping porch all across the house. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm having renovated. When they get the roof on, they're going to start up there and freshen up and do a big tile bath up there. But I haven't done all the water discharge yet, but I'm going to get it fixed. I need to paint the place, but I think I'll let it go and do this inside work first. And then I hope I won't have to do anything else to it. I'll just sit back and live and read and
enjoy.
Play cards, play bridge and all.
What about downstairs? What do you have down here, downstairs?
Well, I have the reception hall and living room, dining room. I call this a den. It used to be a breakfast room and a kitchen and a bath. You can see what I've been doing. This house had on butler's pantry here in the back. Mm-hmm. I got a kitchen. I got a big kitchen here. Young couple of bathrooms up there, and they're doing it over themselves. They're doing a good job too.
They're
doing over furniture and everything. They just take a room at a time. She works and he works, and they get up that night and put on these old blue jeans and go to work. And
that's what my wife and I tend to do.
Uh-huh. That's fun.
After you live in an apartment for so long, you're ready for a
house. You're ready for a house. And you get more for your money in an old one now, I tell you. And there are over 5 points up there toward West Montgomery, you know, going up Montgomery Street. Now that was a good section of Montgomery in its day. Mm-hmm. And now they have an association here, I don't know what you would call a group, that are reclaiming those old houses. They buy them cheap and fix them up, and they have some pretty old glass in the windows and things like that you don't find there.
I'm sure that you could get one of those houses much, much cheaper than a new house.
Uh-huh.
And you pay $40,000 for a new house, and it's not worth anything.
And